"The old remain," said Aego, "the frightened, the weak, and the sick, and we who swore we remain."
"They took Khal Drogo's herds, Khaleesi," Rakaro said. "We were too few to stop them. It is the right of the strong to take from the weak. They took many slaves as well, the Khals and yours, yet they left some few."
"Iroa?" asked Danny, remembering the frightened child she had saved outside the city of the Lamb Men.
"Mago seized her, who is Khal Jago's blood rider now," said Jogo. "He mounted her high and low and gave her to his Khal, and Jago gave her to his other blood riders. They were six. When they were done with her, they cut her throat. It was her fight, Khaleesi," said Aego.
"If I look back, I'm lost."
"It was a cruel fate," Danny said, "yet not so cruel as Mago's will be, I promise you that, by the old gods and the new, by the Lamb God and the Horse God and every god that lives. I swear it by the Mother of Mountains and the Womb of the World. Before I am done with them, Mago and Kojako will plead for the mercy they showed Iroa."
The Dothraki exchanged uncertain glances.
Khaleesi, the handmaid Iri, explained, as if to a child, "Jako is a Khal now, with 20,000 riders at his back.